Sinners and the saints. And it's our job to let them know that there's a God who loves them also. Because so many are broken and lost because they think they have no place to go. But it's up to us, those who've seen the light, who are the light, to remind them that there's a light inside of them that they allow to dim. It's up to us to show them something different. See, because I wouldn't be here if someone didn't speak into my life, who didn't remind me of who I was and who I could be. I would be lost and still doing the same things I always did because that's all I knew. But once we know better, and the only way we're going to know if somebody gives it to us, and those who have the information, those who've seen the light, those who experience the blessings of God, the nurturing of God, we have to give it back. This is where our impact. This is where, in the end, he will say, my child, you've done well. I am pleased. That's what it's about. This is the impact that God wants us to have. Family, I'm honored to be here before you today. I can't begin to tell you how much God has been moving here at Harvest. And we know when God is moving, the enemy ain't that far behind. Because his goal is to stop us from moving in the purpose of God. So he's going to put distractions, he's going to put obstacles, he's going to put all types of things in our way. And I can tell you here in the Harvest, we've been dealing with some stuff. But God is still in the miracle working business. And so long as you're doing things according to what he says to do, it's going to be all right. This too shall pass. And that's the thing we got to stand on. We can't allow those things that we see or what we're going through to be obstacles to stop us. God wants us them to be stepping stones so we can be surpass them and get closer to him. This week it was spiritual emphasis week. And every day we came in here and shared the word for an hour plus with the kids. And Friday was the last day. And we asked the kids questions. And I'm telling you, some of the answers that these kids gave could only come from the Holy Spirit. Because when they described who God was to them, and I'm talking about kindergarten and first grade kids. When they talked about who God was to them and what he means, and who he is, they gave some answers that only the Holy Spirit could attest to. It reminded me of when Jesus asked Peter, who do they say I am? And Peter answered. And he said, you can only have known that through God. And see, but it comes from spending time with God. And that's how the Holy Spirit can begin to speak to you those things you don't know. And to guide and direct you. And that's why today my title is Another Comforter. See, when Jesus left, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. But the only way we get to experience this other comforter, we have to know God. We have to get into his word because he's there and available to us. But if we're not in his word, what we hear is just our own words. Because that other comforter sounds just like you and I. It's no different voice. It's your voice you hear. But it's a conscious voice. And I shared with my son earlier this week, I said, and my nephew, I'm like, look, the less time you spend with him, the more you suppress the Holy Spirit. But the more you stay in tune, the more you hear it resound in your ear. That reminds, he never stopped talking to you. He never stopped.
Okay.
But what happens is, his voice gets lower and lower the less you listen.
Okay. Team should be.
And that's why it's important that we respond to what God is saying to us. Because as we respond, his voice gets louder and louder. And we begin to recognize it more. Family. Dr. Williams wants us to focus on the new covenant.
Okay.
And that new covenant is connected to the Holy Spirit. I read an article the other day that talked about Wi-Fi and how it's such a big part of our everyday that it would be almost impossible to be without it today. It would be almost impossible. And think about it. Wi-Fi has only been 20 years, basically, a little bit more. But everything we do is connected to it. We experienced a few months ago when Microsoft had an issue with a download and everything got shut down. The world was in chaos. Airports wasn't functioning, banks wasn't giving out money. It was a whole lot of chaos. It was a whole lot because we depend on it. Wi-Fi has become so important, it's almost as important as electricity and transportation. Just think about that. But what I'm going to correlate it to is the Holy Spirit. See, just like Wi-Fi connects us to the world, the Holy Spirit connects us to God.
That's right.
He connects us to God. And if we don't have that connection, we lost. We are lost. We can know the word of God. We can speak the word of God. But if you're not connected to the Holy Spirit that can guide you as you walk in this path, you will be lost. Because the Holy Spirit gives you that unction to do, to move according to what God said. See, this is what happened with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They knew the word, the Old Testament word, and that's how they based their lives off of. But as they were continuing to still live and walk, you can't base it off the old stuff. It's a different time. So you need the unction of the Holy Spirit to help guide you and direct you. And that's where that relationship with God is so important, family. Listen, today we will be lost without it. How is it that we, without Christ, let alone the other comforter, the Holy Spirit, you see, Jesus left the most holies of holies to dwell among us so we can have renewed relationship with God. Even though he was here on the earth, he never lost his connection with the Holy Spirit that connected him with God. Turn with me to John, chapter 14, verse 16 through 17. And it says here, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, a comforter, an advocate, an intercessor, counselor, strengthener, stand by to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Who can't receive it? The world. And to take its heart, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, Because he, the Holy Spirit, remains in you continually and will be in you. See, that's what the word tells us. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And this is why we got to be careful being distracted by the things of this world. And that's why God reminds us that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will lead and guide us, will be our strength, will be our counselor, will be our truth. And see, this is why we got to be careful of these distractions, because we living in a time right now where you can be uncertain about what is true. Because they put on a perception. See, even the enemy tried to dupe Jesus with what was true. He tested him and tried him. Every temptation that we face, Jesus faced in the garden. And not just in the garden, in life itself, because he was human just like us. Let's look at Luke chapter 3, verse 22. And it says here, now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, the visible heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And the voice came from heaven, you are my son, my beloved, and you I am well pleased and delighted. Listen, I got this as I was doing the scriptures last night. And the Holy Spirit showed me, he said, Jesus came to earth as man. His parents knew who God said he was going to be. But they didn't know to what extent. They didn't know all he had to do. Even Jesus himself as a young boy didn't know all he had to do. Just imagine if God revealed to him what he had to do as a young man. See, we've seen already he asked God to take the cup from him when he knew his last assignment. Because it was too much. He sweated blood. That's how much agony he was in. Because he knew what he had to go through. So, from a child, Jesus was guided by the Holy Spirit. He was guided by the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's important for us to continue to speak words in our children. The word tells us, you give them the word now, they will not depart from you. And that's what his parents gave to him. They told him, look, you are special. God said you are special. You got an assignment. From the beginning, he knew that. He didn't know what the assignment was, but he knew it was connected to his word. So he spent time in the synagogue. He spent time in God's word. He listened to his parents. He was obedient to what the word said. And as he continued to grow and move, and as we see in this scripture in Luke, when the dunamis power, and that's the Greek word for the full power of God, fell upon him when he got baptized that day. That's when the real true revelation of his authority and his power was activated in him. And that's why it's important for us. The more time we spend with God, the more power and authority we can walk in. And being guided through the Holy Spirit. You see, even though Jesus' death gave us a new covenant agreement, we still needed help in keeping with the will of God. Because what we know is not all there is to know. And that's why spending time in his word, praying, and walking in this new relationship requires the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Too often we think because we have made this commitment to walk with God, go to service, read the word, and do good things, we made it.
We think we got it all figured out.
You know, however, the word tells us that we only know in part. God cannot reveal all he has in store for us because we are not mature enough to handle it. If God told us that, listen, I had no idea I'll be doing what I'm doing right now. Even when God told me to write down why I see myself at 65, this wasn't a part. But because I trusted him beyond my own understanding, when he told me to leave my job and to follow the ministry, I resisted at first. I resisted. But thank God for my wife who encouraged me and reminded me, look, this is what God told you. And if you don't do it, you got to answer for it. And that's the same thing for each and every one of us. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, if you're not obedient, you got to deal with the consequences. God forgives us, but the consequences we got to deal with. And it's not going to just be us. There's other people's lives who are connected to us who will be affected. But one thing about God, what he has in place, if you don't do it, he's going to raise up somebody else to do it. So his purpose is going to be fulfilled. But it might not be with you because you being disobedient. But one thing I love about God is that he's a God of second, third, fourth, fifth chances. He gives us opportunity after opportunity to get it right. See, but what happens is the enemy dupes us with the consequences. Because we don't get it right the first, second time, third time, and we got to go through all the consequences, we want to question where God is at. I thought God loved me. I thought he forgave me and all these other things. But we forget the part that we played. See, he loves us. He forgives us. But we still got to go through the consequences. I shared with the kids the other day, who like punishment? It was like, none of them raised their hand. But just like I told them, there's consequences for our action. Because if there was no punishment, you'll think what you did is okay. And see, that's how God helps us. And that's why I talk about those distractions. He wants those to be stepping stones. So we learn from those mistakes, we step over them, and we go higher. So when it comes about again, we know how to deal with it. See, because the enemy don't have no new strategy. The only power he has is the power we give him. Through our errors, through our desires. Do our lust for the things of the world. Hallelujah. See, I said before, God wants us to succeed in every situation he puts us in. Because this is how he gets the glory. So he prepares us for success through some of the things we experience in life. Have you ever gone through something and didn't understand why? However, later on in your walk in this life, that experience was the very thing you needed. That trial that you went through was the very thing you needed to surpass this next level that he's trying to take you to. I remember when I was away, my friend had me speaking to, and when I was in prison, he had me speaking to over 250 inmates in there. And it was the first time I ever spoke. And I was nervous. And I still get nervous every time I go to speak. But he said, he just reminded me, this is what you called to do. I didn't know that. See, but God always prepares us for what he has a purpose for. But he can't reveal it all to us because we were running. I would have ran. I tried to run even later on in life. Like, Lord, you sure this is what you want me to do? Go into ministry? How am I going to take care of my family? See, that's when those uncertainties come in. We want to have it all figured out. But how can God get the glory when we got the answer? See, he wants us dependent on him. And then when you see it come to pass, you know it wasn't nothing to do with you. It was all him. Because it's not in your hand. It's not in your power. And too often we think we got to have it all figured out. And that's why we stay stuck in our same situation. It wouldn't be a problem if we had the answer. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in place. He gives us the answer, but we don't want to hear it because it don't look and sound like what we think it should be. And we go over trial and trial and trial. And sometimes it's the same thing. It's not new. It's not new. And even if it's new, it's just at another level. It just looked different because it got more consequences. It's more dependent. Before it was just about you. Now it's about your family. Now it's about all the people that's in this school. So think about it. This is Pastor Ray's situation. Remember he was talking about it's just me and my four no more? Then it became a congregation. Then it became his wife and his kids. Then it became so much more. Now it's a school where he got over close to 300 people dependent on the decisions he made. Who want that problem?
Sure.
You see, if God revealed to you what he has in store for you, we would run. But one thing about God, he always equips us for what he has in store for us. So family, I tell you, buckle up. Get ready. Get excited for what God has in store for you. And it's not just about you. There's going to be lives connected to you that's going to be blessed because of you. Because you trust God and you did what God said to do. Amen? Says here, he prepares us. Family, the Holy Spirit is what we need in our lives to fulfill all the things we are created to do. We need him not only to demonstrate God's supernatural power, but also to love those around us the way Jesus wants us to. We need the Holy Spirit to live in obedience to the Word of God, to resist temptations of sin, and to even keep our mouth shut when we want to lash out. Turn with me to John chapter 5, verse 19. And please write these scriptures down. And it says here, who has that scripture? Everybody got it? It says, so Jesus answered them saying, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself on his own accord unless it's something he sees the Father doing. For whatever thing the Father does, the Son in his turn also does in the same. In this same way, family, we are to be the ambassadors of Christ as the disciples. We are ambassadors wherever we are. Wherever we are. It doesn't matter. This body, this dirt body that God has breathed life into, he's given us dominion over. And in that dominion, we have authority of wherever we step our feet. We have power, dominus power, through the Holy Spirit to control this. We can't control nobody else. The only one we can control is this body right here, this vessel. And we got authority over other things around us, but not people. The only thing we can do is speak to people, share God's word, and be an example before them. We can't make anybody do anything. It's about a choice. And that's what Christ was. He was that example of it. And he showed us, he said, you only see me doing what my Father does. So he was the example of the Heavenly Father here on earth. And that same authority that God gave him, he's giving you and I. And he said, greater works will you do. Greater works will we do, each and every one of us. See, it was one of him. It's many of us. And there's lives that I'll never touch. But if you do your part, and I touch you, Pastor Ray touch you, Pastor Bruce touch you, Elder touch you, whoever touches you, and you touch somebody else, we be in the ambassadors of Christ. And that's how we change the world. That's how we bring light into this dark time. See, because look, if you believe this word, we know what's coming. And the only way we're going to be able to stand is to stand on that truth and to walk in that truth. And that's how we're going to bring more and more people to the light. Everybody's not going to want what we have because they're going to be deceived by the cares of the world, by the desires of their own flesh. We know how that goes. We were there at one time. But now we know different because we know more than we knew then. See, we know in part, but once you know better, you do better. That's when it's about that choice. Because you don't have that excuse no more. And that's when the consequences get greater and greater. See, you got grace when you don't know no better. But once you know better, the consequences get heavier and heavier. But in spite of that, God still forgives us. He still gives us another chance. That's what Jesus died for. That's what he was an example for. He came for the sinners and the saints. Who did Jesus dwell with? The same people, the very people that the Pharisees and the Sadducees ostracized. Put them out. Jesus came to save them because they don't know no better. The ones who know the word, they should be operating. And that's what we got to make a difference. To give it to the ones who don't know no better. And be the examples for the ones who do to show them something different. If they're not operating in it. See, it's not. See, what happens too often in the body of Christ, we become condemners. Because we know a little better. And we're doing a little better. And because we see someone else still stumbling and doing some of the same things, we want to outcast them. And God said, speak into their lives. Still talk to them. Give them the reminder. Give them the things necessary to help them move from where they at. And that's what we want to do here at Harvest. But it's going to take more than just Pastor Ray and myself, Pastor Boone. It's going to take all of us. See, you know, I can remember growing up, they used to say, it takes a village to raise a child. We're that village. Too often, the world has separated us. And I think COVID did a number on us too because it had us isolated. And slowly but surely, we got away from communicating, being. Man, I can remember growing up, man, if I needed some sugar, we went to our next door neighbor house. If my mom needed somebody to watch us, our next door neighbor. I mean, we had
covering all over. We ain't need daycare. We ain't need daycare. It was available, but you had people who were in the community who helped you. They seen a need and they was able to fulfill it and they did their part. But too often we shun help. Now, I don't need your help. Or we don't want to even tell people what we're going through. And God placed people in our lives to help us, but we're too prideful, too ashamed to say, I need help. I can't do it on my own. I don't have the answer. And God placed people in our lives to help us. Family, turn with me to John 14, 12. And it says, I assure you, and more. Oh, I said that already. Jesus told his disciples not to leave Jerusalem until they received the promise of the Holy Spirit. Turn with me to Acts 4, 5. And here it says, while being together, eating with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, you have heard me speak, for John the Baptist, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. He said, empowered. Empowered by the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, it's empowering you. It's giving you information that you don't have. It's giving directions that you don't know. It's like your GPS. And too often, because we think we know, that was me. And the GPS tells you to go in one direction, it's going to take you a little longer. And you be like, that's taking me out my way. That's not the way I want to go. I want to go this way. You go the way you want to go. But the GPS knows there's accidents there. There's roadblocks there. And you get there, now you got to turn all the way back around. How many of you did that? That's been me. Because we don't want to trust what we don't know. And as I said, we know in part. And that's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. We are connected to the Holy Spirit. The more time you spend with God and hear the word of God and spend time in his word, the more you will hear the Holy Spirit, that unction. We are at that time now. In order for us to function in the full power of God, it can only be through the Holy Spirit. That power can move mountains, heal the sick, walk on water through storms. It's available to us. However, God will not give us something we can't handle. He ain't going to give you nothing you can't handle. And oftentimes we praying and asking God for stuff that we ain't even ready for. There are levels to this. And too often we disqualify what we cannot do or understand, and we do. We disqualify what we cannot do or understand, and we do even more so in the kingdom than in the world. The world tells us that we have to do certain things in order to achieve levels of success, and we are on board. But when it comes to the word of God's promises, we are like the one student. I had a student the other day. He told me, he said, Pastor Brown, he said, this Christian thing is hard. He said, this Christian thing is hard. Because he made a decision to do something that he wasn't supposed to do, and he had to deal with the consequences, and then he ain't like the results. He like, man, walking right is hard. How many of us feel that way sometimes? Yeah, we want to lash out. We want to be like the world. But see, God is calling to us to something different, something bigger, something better. And it's hard. Yes, it's not easy. Because we got to be dependent on something outside of ourselves. But the truth is, it's not outside of us. It's in us. It was in us from the beginning. But it takes nurturing. It takes cultivating, just like any plant. If you wanted to see it grow and produce something. And that's what God is doing in our lives. And that's what the Holy Spirit is there for. He said, this Christian thing is hard. And this is how a lot of us feel at times. Yet God knows exactly what he's doing. And he gives us the Holy Spirit to help us grow, to grow us up in God. It's impossible for us to be followers of Christ without the Holy Spirit. Because we only know in part. And the Father stands by ready to give us him, the Spirit. And to all who ask, he said, knock. He's at the door waiting for us to open it up for him. But too often, we don't want to hear the knock. Like I said, the voice gets lower and lower. We can't hear the knock. And we ignore it. And we keep doing the things we always done. But I'm here to tell you that God is calling us to something greater. And it's through the Holy Spirit, that new covenant relationship. As Jesus said, he's given us another comforter, someone to help guide and direct us in those areas that we fall short in, to give us truth so we will not be duped by what the enemy said. And a part of that is spending time in the Word. We got to spend time in the Word. Pastors say all the time, back it up by two or three scriptures. Back it up. Someone came to me today, brought up a scripture, backed it up with other scriptures. They wanted to verify it. We got to verify what God says. We got to verify it. It says here, it's impossible for us. We here at Harvest want you to function in all the power that God has appointed to you. And our goal is to help you by equipping you with the Word of God that will empower you to function in your kingdom authority with purpose guided by the Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus said he was sending us another comforter. Even though with him going to the cross for our sins, God's purpose for you and I still needed to be fulfilled. And that comes through us walking in relationship with him. Unfortunately, not everybody wants to carry the cross. It takes the cross that it takes. And we'll say what the student said. This Christian thing is too hard. And we want to drop our cross. We want to give up. We want to participate in the world and stop walking in what God has called us to do. My prayer today is that this word inspires you to press a little harder. Move according to the Spirit of God, which voice you would know if it lines up. And me and Pastor Bruce, we had men's fellowship yesterday. And he says, someone asks him, how do you know when you're hearing the voice of God? And he gave her an answer, but he wasn't comfortable with the answer he gave. So he went to the Word. And the Word is in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. And this is where I want to leave you. Because if we move according to this scripture, these words, that we will be operating in what God has called us to. And if what we're doing doesn't line up with this scripture, we know we're not operating in God's kingdom. We're operating in the world. And you're not hearing God's voice. You're hearing your own voice and doing what you want to do if it's opposite of this. So 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7, it says, love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful. And love is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag, and it is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked, nor overly sensitive or easily angered. It does not take into account the wrongs endured. That's a tough one. That's where that forgiveness comes in play. And we shared that on Wednesday. Please be a part of Shameless Plug. Be a part of what we're doing here on Wednesday. Because we talked about that forgiveness. Because, see, you can't get to this area if you got unforgiveness in your heart. Because it becomes an anchor in every relationship you have. It becomes a reminder. It's like a trigger. When you experience or come in contact with somebody, and the enemy knows your weakness. So you can run from that situation, and guess what? You're going to run into that same type of personality. That's going to be a reminder of what you was running from. And now you're going to be angry again. Until you get past that. That's that part where instead of being an obstacle, it be a stepping stone. It no longer bothers you like it used to. Because you surpass that. God has given you the tools necessary for it not to be a weight anymore. You're able to drop the baggage. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices in truth when right and truth prevails. Love bears all things, regardless of what's to come or what comes. Believes all things, looking for the best in each one. Looking for the best. See, too often we get caught up with what we think. Instead of looking at what's positive. You know, as I say, we all know in part. You know, as parents, as parents and watching our own parents, we make mistakes. We don't do all things right. But our intention is for your best. You know, and sometimes I can remember being a young man, I questioned a lot of things. But I realized my mother could only give what she had. So instead of looking at the negatives, I had to look at all the blessings of it. Because she shared the word with me. She gave me what she knew. And most importantly, she gave the word. She put that on the inside of me. And that's the part we got to grab hold. Look at the positive. Look at the best of each one of us. And it says, hope all things remain steadfast. Hope all things remaining steadfast during difficult times. Enduring all things without weakening. It's easy for us to succumb because yesterday was bad. But today is a new day. It's a new beginning. Yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. How are we going to do it differently? That's what he's telling us here. Too often we get caught up and we take that stuff home with us. We go to sleep with that stuff on our mind and it penetrates our rest. But we don't even have no peace. God said, let that go. Remain steadfast during difficult times. Endure all things without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades nor ends. But for prophecy, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gifts of special knowledge, it will pass away. But love never fails. It endures. And we're living in the love of Christ right now. Those who love him, you feel his love. You receive his love. You walk in his love through the Holy Spirit. See, we weren't around when Jesus was here. We wasn't around when he walked the earth. But we have his word, a reminder. Because it tells us he is the word. He is the word. And he was the example here on earth how to function in the world. And that's what the Holy Spirit is for, to help guide us and direct us as we walk. Because he's no longer here. And that's why it's important for us to tap into, to hear that voice. It's no boogeyman. It's nothing spooky. There's power. There's authority. And this is what God wants us to walk in. Amen? And I pray here today, right now, that everyone that has heard this word is just a tap in to what God has already spoken to. See, God ain't going to tell nobody something about you that he ain't tell you first. So I believe everybody here has been hearing that still voice and kind of running from it or ignoring it. But God is here to remind you today, if you trust that voice of his, the blessings that are in store for you that he has already in place. They're in place already. They're in place. You just got to walk in them. You just got to walk in them. I want to take this time right now to ask anybody. And Earl, we're about to end. And even those out there, if God has been speaking to you and through the Holy Spirit and telling you to do stuff, I pray right now that you just be obedient beyond your own understanding. And I guarantee that the blessings of God will supersede anything you could have thought or imagined. Ask me how I know I'm living it. Many of us here are living a life that we never thought we would live. Is it perfect? Is everything all right? And we have hiccups and we have different things happening? Yes. That's just a part of this life we're living. We're born in a world of sin. But it's up to us to be the light. To make those obstacles that we may face stepping stones. Don't allow it to be barriers in your life. Don't box yourself in. Trust the Holy Spirit. God always gives you a way out of every situation. But you got to trust him on it. Because if you had an answer, it wouldn't be a situation. Amen? So right now, I ask anybody who has that question that young lady asked Pastor Bruce. How do I know when it's the voice of God that's speaking to me? And how do I respond to it? I want to pray with you. So I ask you to come up. If God has been speaking to you and you're uncertain about what to do next, I just want to stand in agreement with you. That you just be obedient to that still voice in your head. So you can operate and function in all that God has purposed you to do and be. Because there's so much more he has in store for you. There's so much more that he wants for you. And it's not just about you. There's lives that are connected to you that's being affected by the indecisions you make and even by some of the decisions you do make. And if that's you, please come up. And I also give the opportunity, I want to pray for you, looking for a home, a church home. We here always love to receive you. We want to help build you up. We want to equip you, empower you, and what God has purposed you to do. Pastor Bruce, would you come up? Pastor Stephen. So if that's you, if God has placed that on your life, please come forward. Please come forward. And as they pray for him, I'm going to pray us out. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for that word, Father God. I thank you for using me, allowing me to be a vessel to speak to these young people, Father God. I pray that nothing that was said falls to the ground, Father God. I pray that it be nurturing to the heart, mind, and spirits of these young people. That when they leave here today, they leave with a new life. Something has been sparked in them that they will move with a new zeal, a new fire, and inspired by what they heard here today. That you have a plan and a purpose for their life. It's just about them trusting you more than they trust themselves, Father God. And I thank you right now. I thank you for each and every one. And as they leave here, Father God, I pray that they leave here in safe passage, Father God, that they touch their homes, their families, those they come in contact with in a new way, Father God. And we give thanks and honor to you. In Jesus' name, let the house say amen. 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 Listen, I pray that this word has filled you, that has given you a new excitement about the Holy Spirit. It ain't no spooky thing. It ain't nothing that you can't relate to. It's who God is calling us to. It's what God has left us to be an intercessor, to speak to us, to help God and direct us. That you listen to that voice and you move according to it. Amen?
Amen.
It's offering time. It's time to sow tithes and your offering. And see, offering is not just about